lunchtime at Monkey Gras. I'm stood with Steve O'Grady. Now, you're kind of heavily involved with all of this, aren't you? Although you say you do nothing.
I actually do nothing for this conference. I show up, I smile, I nod. This year I gave a presentation, but no, this is all James and Fintan and the crew here in London.
Same company as you?
Same company, yeah. James and I co-founded Red Monk back in 2002, so this is one of our labors of love, shall we say.
So why do you do these events?
Honestly, I think for us it's a really good opportunity to get together with our community, you know, to have a bunch of people that we know, we talk to, get to meet with each other, you know, have the opportunity to exchange notes, what's working, what's not, what they see, and so on. So yeah, I think I can't speak for James. From my perspective, really it's a community thing.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about community. There's a lot of people really getting into not just the break time, but the lunchtime and sharing ideas and thoughts. I've been grabbing conversations with people and they've been assisting me translating some of the complicated talk, but I like the way it's been framed, particularly around packaging and user experience, open source, all stuff I'm kind of familiar with because our lives are saturated with it.
Yeah, I think, you know, basically James's theme this year in terms of packaging, I think, is something that we talk about a lot and have for years and years and years, because if you look at open source, if you look at products, if you look at services and cloud and all these sorts of things, packaging is, you know, one of the things I think that gets ignored, because we all want to talk about technology and the quality of engineering and so on, but frequently it's, you know, anybody from the consumer packaging goods industry, for example, would know this very well. You know, the product is only one part of the adoption equation, right? You know, things like, how is it packaged? Is it convenient to get? How accessible is it? And so on are really important. You know, so that, you know, having that as a theme for this conference is cool.
I love the discussion around Napster. I was getting flashbacks. You mentioned Sam Goody's. I used to work in a Sam Goody's.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's like probably the only record shop, or music shop, should we say, because it was mostly CDs back then,
right,
that I've ever worked in. And now here I am, buying my music, having, I know people who know how to get music and books and everything for free.
Right.
And yet, it's got so convenient to get hold of the physical object nowadays. I can click a button and have a beautifully packaged piece of artwork that contains a vinyl disc. And I'm now involved with what is a kind of a ritual of placing a record.
Oh, hello. And you too, we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Again, lots of catching up going on at the conference. So for me, this getting back into the physical object, how is the cloud going to cater for that?
Well, I mean, the cloud to some degree is not going to cater to a physical object, right? You know, that being said, as you sort of acknowledged, one of the things we've certainly seen is that a lot of cloud-based services make it easier to acquire the physical object, right? The one-click, the one-click button you might click on Amazon, for example, obviously is powered by and lives in the cloud, but delivers you the physical object. So
it is the invisible facilitator of those beautiful things that the creators and crafters are making. And craft being another big theme of the conference, you're stood here holding something lovingly, creatively crafted.
Indeed, yeah, nice, very nice craft beer. Yeah, from the folks at Gypsy Hill.
Gypsy Hill, yes, the Day Tripper, one of my particular favorites. Interesting how they have to hipsterify everything. I swear that the character on the bottle is Hunter S. Thompson on a day trip, obviously being a reference to LSD, I imagine, and yet they've put a beard on him.
That's true. That's
I guess true. Maybe he's copyright.
I hadn't even picked that up on the packaging myself, but there you go.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for today. Even though you say you had no part in it, you were speaking here.
I did.
Fascinating stuff. Lovely story about ICE. You'll have to watch the video to find out more about that. Do you know where the videos are going to be hosted?
They'll be on redmonk.com/TV. I know. They'll be up on YouTube in our channel. So they'll be pretty much anywhere where you can throw them up.
Just Google Monkey Gras and I'm sure you will find it all. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.